March the 2nd, 1960. I left Germany. The world's cameras captured Priscilla waving goodbye to me. March the 5th, 1960. I'm out of the army. What now? I'm not as wild as I used to be. Ed Sullivan won't be afraid of me anymore. Uncle Sam's obedient son has returned. You can feel my legs now. March the 6th, 1960. Interviews. Women screaming at me. It's like I fought the war. Thought my career was going to be over, but it looks hotter than ever. I don't care as much as I should. Parker wants me to be more upbeat. Told me it's time for little Elvis to get over his mama. Colonel Parker, the world's only living heart donor. It was like a Mardi Gras when I had to face the press for the first time. But the one person I wanted to see wasn't there. March the 7th, 1960. Arrived in Memphis. Demobbed and mobbed. Anita helped me adjust. We went to the grave, but I couldn't feel much. I unloaded some guilt on Anita, but that's not too fair on her. She told me I had to get my mind on other things. There's a show with Frank Sinatra coming up. Why is he having me on? It seems only yesterday he called me a danger to the youth of society. Parker says he needs to give a shot on his arm for his own career. Either that or going into the army made him think I'm a human after all. I'm not a threat to him anymore. Maybe I'm just a guy.
A guy who cries at funerals.
March 26th, 1960. The Sinatra thing is just so-so. I think he's kind of jealous of me. He's doing this as a PR thing. I swear it. Plus, he murders Love Me Tender. He calls it pretty, and in my book, it's a put-down. I try a bit harder witchcraft, but it's not much of a song. The whole show freaks me.
I don't get out of first base with fame and fortune. And even stuck on you leaves me cold. I tried to move, but my feet are like they're stuck in cement. And that's what the army does to your body.
Undated 1960. I'm making a movie called G.I. Blues. You don't have to be a genius to know what it's about, just like Loma Tender. Parker is building it around my life. I told him I don't like that, but it's like talking to a wall. He makes all these deals without asking me. My first movie in color is going to be light with some songs. Suddenly my ambitions to be Marlon Brando seem to be a long way away.
There was talk of me getting a part in Fugitive Kind last year, but it fell through. And guess who was to blame? I saw that movie tonight with Marlon Brando. Well, you know what I mean. When I mean, he wasn't with me. He plays guitar about as well as I act. The only thing worse than watching a bad movie is being in one.
May 16th, 1960. I'm dating Juliet Prowse, my co-star in the movie. She's also linked to Sinatra. That's enough to ring alarm bells in some people's minds, but I'm not too fazed. The word on the street is that if he finds me, I'm history.
People are telling me he has friends in the mafia. And so what? I have my own private Memphis mafia. And Juliet doesn't seem to mind, even though she's supposed to be engaged to him. Hell, he never liked me anyway. Getting women is like going through the supermarket for me. I have that and that. But it means nothing. It's too easy. Every man likes to be told no. And I'm no different. I want to conquer. That's why I want Juliet. Sinatra rubbished me. This is my revenge. She knows that too. Maybe we're all the same. Let him pull a gun on me. To bring this to a head. Half the thrill of being with her is the danger. June 7th, 1960. I feel sorry for Daddy. He has no power when Mama was alive, because she gave me all the attention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?